Now, you said when you got that illness, you said that you, I think you said you took sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, that would be a common way of saying it.
Yeah, and that's the reason I used it.
That's why I used it. You would have said, instead of saying I got sick, I noticed you said...
And, or say that I contracted a certain illness.
Yeah.
They used to say, well, he took sick.
Took sick, yeah.
And that's why I put that down. Mm-hmm. I may have done it through ignorance, but, you know, but actually when I wrote that, I tried to think back as the way it would have been expressed at that time.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I like that. I thought that was good. I like that about that.
Because, actually, I don't know any highfalutin words, and if I did, I wouldn't know what they meant. I don't mean that literally, I do, but I mean I'm not qualified to use. I don't have too good a vocabulary, not near as well as I would like to have. See,
and,
what I have, I've just dug it out. So,
yeah.
So but I tried to revert back to just exactly the way it happened or would have been said.
If there were several people, like in a burning building, somebody might just say, "I just keep
calm."
Or
cool it, we'd say today.
Oh,
good. And one would say, "Cool it around the bar."
That's funny.
But they'd say it.
But they'd say it.
If there was a bar burning, these people got to whirl around, they'd say, "Cool it, cool it." It's just what you're used to,
mm-hmm.
the way you grew up.
If a person was sitting in a draft, you might tell
them,
"Now you better be careful. You're going
to take a cold or catch a cold."
Okay.
We used to take a cold.
Take a cold.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the person did take a cold and their throat got sounding like this, you'd say,
"Yeah, they're hoarse."
And then, if they were going like this, you'd say they had a bad
cold or cough.
Mm-hmm. If somebody can't hear anything at all, you'd say they're stoned.
Deaf. I won't tell you good on that. This man and woman, man and wife, they was always visiting their neighbors, and any time he would start to tell anything,
mm-hmm.
she'd butt in
mm-hmm.
and correct him.
Mm-hmm.
So one night he was telling a tale about a person, and he said, she was deaf,
mm-hmm.
and she said, John, not deaf, deaf. And he said, "Now, by gosh, the one I'm talking about was deaf."
That's great. That's funny. The one you thought was deep. That's great. Oh,
that should have stopped her.
Yeah.
And then there's another funny one. You don't mind funny ones being mixed in here, do you?
No.
There's another funny one about the man and his wife that got into argument, and finally she said, "Oh boy," said, "I wish I'd have thought twice before I married you." He said, "Honey, if I'd have thought once, I'd have been happy."
Oh.
And there's another old saying that that's always told, is the men will go into the factory or to the office and say, "Well, my wife and I headed out this morning."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Boy, did I have her down on her knees begging." I would tell that to these colored people. And they'd say, "Oh, Mr. Moon said, what was she doing that you had her down on her knees?" I said, "She is begging me to come out from under the bed and fight like a man."
How do you think of these things? I don't know how you think of now, these people used to get, I don't think they get them much anymore, they get these bad sores that would make come to a head. What do they call them?
I thought you said bed sores. You
no,
said
get
bad
a bad sore.
Well,
that would be...
They call blood boils or rashes.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. What would they call that stuff that came out of?
Pus. Corruption.
Or corruption. Mm-hmm. Now, if you had some infection in your hand and your hand got bigger, you'd say, "My hand..."
You wanted, like to say, in Mississippi or Arkansas.
Or like Arkansas.
Arkansas swelled up.